Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had another volatile day today, an unpredictable day today in the grain futures. Most traders and analysts were expecting higher prices today after that crop condition and progress report that was released yesterday afternoon. It seemed to be quite bullish despite the price action today. Corn in the good to excellent category was down about 3% on the week to 56%. Last year we were at 22%, but last week we were at 59%. Soybeans came in at about 54%, and that was a 4% drop on the week. And then spring wheat actually improved to 70% good to excellent, up from 67% the week before. If you look at cotton conditions were 45% good to excellent, slightly lower on the week, as last week was 47%. So after that, last night we just started the day down, and we traded down to about 4 to 5 cents here in the corn futures today. Soybeans traded as low as about 40-45 or so cents lower at one point, but we closed today in the November soybeans down about 34. And that puts us at 13.52 and a half. Wheat futures were just steady here. The front months were down a little bit. Chicago September was down about 2, but December was down about 1. In Kansas City, we were down about 1 in all the months except the front month September. And that puts that December at 6.98, down a penny.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
She's the tough lady of experimental wheat varieties. She's Ruby Lee, another OSU-developed wheat variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Ruby Lee puts up a great fight against hard-to-control diseases and holds up great to cattle grazing. And Ruby Lee is a crown jewel when it comes to putting yield ability and bread baking quality into one variety. You can bake on it. To learn more about Ruby Lee and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, what was the news the traders were looking at today?
So much of what we're seeing today is based on this idea that the yield and the overall production of the corn and soybeans or the row crops in the Midwest is going to be down. We have a few estimates out. We have this afternoon we're going to see the latest FC Stone numbers and what they think the crop will be. This Friday we have Informa. And then in the past day or so we've had the Landworth prediction, which they lowered their corn and soybean production and yield. They lowered the corn yield to 151.6 bushels per acre, and that's down from 152.4. And then they lowered their overall production about 70 million bushels. And then soybeans, they put at 3.114 billion bushels and a yield of 40.4, and that was down from about 40.8. So we expect the same from Informa and FC Stone both. And then it's kind of surprising what's going on in the wheat futures here. We have a lot of movement going on in the world in terms of imports and exports, but none of it's being bought here in the U.S. Egypt bought another 180,000 metric tons of wheat, but again, none of it was from here. And it looks like the rest of the world is priced about 40 cents a bushel below what we are here. So there's still a lot of room for the wheat to go down, and we're still below all the moving averages and so on. So I expect it could go anywhere from 20 to 30 cents lower just to meet the price of the world market.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Taking a look at our closing numbers today. October live cattle were down 20 cents at 126 even. September feeders were off 15 at 157.02. And October lean hogs were up $1.12 today at 89.12. September Kansas City wheat up 8.25 cents at 705. Chicago September corn down 4 at 494. And September soybeans down 37.75 at 1397.75. October cotton was off 1 point at 82.83. That's a look at your closing numbers. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.